Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Kust. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The first baseman, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Rouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Byrd. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kust hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart scores. Kust moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosby moves to third. One out. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rouse fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shoppack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rouse strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Barfield steals second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Barfield steals third. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive towards the mound. Blanton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Blanton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bird, and towards Peralta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a line drive towards short. Peralta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0-for-1 in the game. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barfield moves to second. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Barfield scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafner is hit by the pitch. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hafner moves to second. Two outs. Trot Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive towards third. Rouse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coetzee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shopak is 0-for-2 in the game. Shopak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barfield hits a line drive towards right. Swisher fields it and throws to second to catch Shopak for the out. One out. Casey Blake pinch hits for Mike Rouse. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barfield moves to second. Ron Flores now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barfield moves to third. Two outs. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hafner is walked intentionally. Ruddy Lugo now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 3 in the game. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez now playing right field. Casey Blake now playing third base. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cust is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cust hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shoppack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shoppack bunts between the mound and first base. Lugo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shoppack for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. 1 out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Kendall moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kotze is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kotze hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.